During the period of the Bais Sheni, we used to celebrate many additional Yomim Tovim over and above those that appear in the Chumash. The Chumash would just have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. And during the period of the Bais Sheni, they had the Megillah Steinis. Megillah Steinis, Rashi writes, it's called Megillah because it was written down at the time that the Torah Shebaal Peh was still being transmitted orally. The Mishnais were not yet written down. The only question the Radal put out, Rav David Luria put out an edition of the Pirkei d'Rav Lezer with a long hakdama about the history. So he writes, he's not sure which was written down first, the Pirkei d'Rav Lezer or the Megillah Steinis. Megillah Steinis starts. Megillah Steinis starts when Nisan Iyar Sivan goes in order of the Jewish calendar, and it lists off all of the Yomim Tovim that were added on by the Chachamim during the period of the Bais Sheni. And the Gemara explains on Maseches Rosh Hashanah, a whole long sugya, that all the Yomim Tovim have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Every time the Chashmonaim were victorious in battle, they would make a Yontif. Sometimes it would be a one-day Yontif, five-day Yontif, eight-day Yontif. Chanukah and Purim are two of the holidays of the Yom Tov. They're between 25 and 35 Yomim Tovim. Every Mantik and Danishtik, there was another Yontif. And it's called Megillah Steinis because these Yomim Tovim are Yimei Simcha. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Chanukah that these Yimei HaChanukah are Yimei Simcha VaHalal. What's the Simcha? Usually you say Ein Simcha LeBebasar, Ein Simcha LeBeYayin. But on Chanukah there's no Chiyuv Suda, but there's an Issa Tainis. So it's a Simcha B'Shevi Al Tasa. It's not a Simcha B'Kumbi Asay. It's a chiyav simcha b'sheva al tasa. You're not allowed to do something that contradicts the simcha. It's also the hesped of a tainus. Where do you have? Usually, we assume called the tikkun rabbanan came the raisa tikkun. So where do you have such a thing on the level of the raisa on the yamim tayvim and the chumash? You have a simcha b'kumbi asay. There's a chiyav simcha b'kumbi asay. Where do you have a simcha b'sheva al tasa? So this Shabbos and Sunday is going to be Rosh Chodesh. 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. How can I have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? We start Tevis, the first day of Tevis is Sunday. So what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the 30th day of Kislev. Why do we call it Rosh Chodesh? So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim, whether 2 days of Rosh Chodesh exists min HaTorah, or it's only an invention mid the Rabban. So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs and most of the Rishonim assume that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is only a make-believe Rosh Chodesh mid the Rabban. The Bil Day Rosh Chodesh is the second day. That's Rosh Chodesh Deraisa, the first day of Tevis is Rosh Chodesh. And there's a minority opinion in the Rishonim based on the Haftarah Macha Chodesh that there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh and the days of David and Shaul. So there's a minority opinion that 2 days Rosh Chodesh is a Din Deraisa. What is it all about, the first day Rosh Chodesh? So the Ramban explains, the Moiled, usually what it means is that the Moiled Halvana occurred on the first day, but we have a reason why we're going to make the second day Rosh Chodesh. But since the Moilad occurred on the first day, so the second half of the first day really ought to be part of the next month. So we declare it Midrabbanan as Rosh Chodesh Midrabban. And according to the other Rishonim who hold the minority opinion that 2 days Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa, like in Haftarah Macha Chodesh. So they brought the Musafim on both days. Both days were Takeh Rosh Chodesh Min HaTorah. And they bought myself on both days. So there's a Tosefta that Tosis quotes as Tosefta. The Tosefta says, how many Sibri Rosh Chodoshim were there? On Rosh Chodesh you bring a whole bunch of oilus, and then you bring Sor Lachatos. So how many Sibri Rosh Chodoshim were there in the course of a year? So the Tosefta says 12 or 13, depending whether it's a Shana Pshut or Shana Moberes. If it's a Shana Moberes, so you have 13 months. A Shana Pshut, you have 12 months. So Tosis quotes this to disagree with the Rabbeinu Meshulam. The Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah is the Chag Shachodesh Meskasebo. Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif, and somehow Rosh Chodesh is hidden. It's Rosh Chodesh is hidden. What way is Rosh Chodesh hidden? So the Gemara says when we daven on Rosh Hashanah, we say Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. We don't mention the fact that it's Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. So the Gemara's lashon is Zikaron Echad Olah Lakan Olakan. You refer to Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaZikaron. Yom HaZikaron means God is judging the whole world on that day. It's the Yom HaDin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zech HaAtah Zech HaMas Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Schar V'Yonesh. He judges the whole world. So it's called Yom HaZikaron. So the Zikaron that you mentioned, Rosh Hashanah, it's self-understood. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh also. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh explicitly. So that's the Pashup Shot. That it's the Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo, the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is hidden, that in the davening you don't mention it. But then Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam, that it's more than that. That if you read the Psukim, the Karbonis of Rosh Hashanah, it says what Karbonis you bring, and then it says, Ben Vado Alas HaChodesh Min Chasai, Velas HaTomini Min Chasai Min Eskeim. And it doesn't say a word about the Soya Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbeinu Meshulam said, on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Rosh Chodesh, you only bring Oilas HaChodesh, you bring the Oilas, you bring the 10 Oilas, but you don't bring the 11th, you don't bring the Chattas, you don't bring the Soya L'Chattas. So Tosfos says that he's wrong. Tosfos argues with the Rabbeinu Meshulam, but the Tosefta says Beferish, how many Siri Rosh Chodesh are there in the course of the year? Either 12 or 13. If it's Hashanah Mubaris, there are 13 months. If Hashanah Pshuta, there are 12 months. So it says Beferish that there's a Soyer Lechatas on Rosh Hashanah also. The Rosh Chodesh Tishrei also has a Soyer Lechatas. Because it says there are either 12 or 13 Siri Lechatas, Siri Rosh Chodesh Lechatas. So Tosfos disagrees with this Rabbeinu Meshulam. But the question begs itself, Rav Soloveitchik raised the question, according to those Rishon Mahal, that 2 days Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa, so there should be more than 12, 13. Every other month is 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so there should be 19, 20. There should be more Sivri Rosh Chodesh. So he said, apparently even that opinion that holds that the 2 days Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa, you don't bring the Musafim on both days. You only bring the Musafim on one of the 2 days. Which one of the 2 days should you bring the Musafim on? So he pointed out, the Rav pointed out, that there's a Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, where the Rambam writes, the Jewish calendar is sort of a hybrid, it's an androgynous, it's half the months are Chodshi Halavana, and the years are Shnos HaChama. The months begin with the Kiddush HaLavana, the lunar months. As opposed to December, January, February, sometimes it corresponds with the... We're in the end of Kislev, and it was just December 1st. So it doesn't correspond to the Chiddush Alvan. Once in a while, it does correspond. Once in a while, the first of the Goyishan month happens to correspond, that it's Rosh Chodesh. But usually it doesn't correspond. So the Rambam writes that the months are lunar months, and the year is a solar year. We want Pesach to fall out in the springtime. So sometimes make Hashanah Mubaris, because the lunar year is 11 days shorter than the solar year. So sometimes you have to add on an extra 13th month to make sure that Pesach falls out. In the Chodesh Aviv, in the springtime, and Sukkah should fall out, the Bizman HaOsif, in the gathering season, before it starts to rain. So the Rambam points this out, and the Rambam says, and how do you know that the months have to be lunar months? How do you know the years have to be solar years? He says, because the Pasuk says Chag HaOsif and Pesach is Chag HaAviv, Chodesh HaAviv. And how do you know that the months have to be lunar months? So the Rambam says, because the Pasuk says Oilas Chodesh B'Chodshei L'Chodshei HaShana. So what do you see from that Pasuk? Oilas Chodesh B'Chodshei, this is the monthly Korban Musaf that you bring and every Rosh Chodesh. So how can you tell from the phrasing, how can you tell from the wording in the Pasuk that it's a lunar month? Maybe it's not a lunar month, maybe it's a solar month, maybe the whole calendar is solar. So Rav says, so the Rav thought that the Rambam is relying on the Targum Onkelos on the Pasuk. It says, Oilo Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, when you bring the Musafim on Shabbos, Nech Vos Menishon Tamimin, you bring two. Every day you bring Tamash HaShach, Tamash HaBein HaBayim, and on Shabbos you bring another two, Shnei Kvasim and Hashanah Tamimim for the Musaf of Shabbos. So it says, Oilo Shabbos B'Shabbat. How do you translate Oilo Shabbos B'Shabbat? This is the Korban Musaf that you bring weekly. Oilo Shabbos B'Shabbat, this is the weekly Korban Musaf that you bring every Shabbos. How do you translate Oilo Chodesh B'Chodshei? So one would have translated, this is the monthly Oilo that you bring every month, Amish Chodesh, so the Targum Onkelos doesn't say that. The Rambam obviously is assuming that you look in Targum Unclus. Targum Unclus translates Oyes Chodesh b'Chodshoy, the Musaf of Chodesh, which is brought b'Ischadotusei b'Chidush Shalavana. So that the word b'Chodshoy doesn't mean like Shabbos b'Shabbat or Chodesh b'Chodshoy. Oyes Chodesh, this is the Rosh Chodesh Dikem Musaf b'Chodshoy b'Chidush Shalavana. So the word b'Chodshoy is a dead giveaway that the months are lunar months. So Rav Soloveitchik said, even according to that opinion, that you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh Min HaTorah, every other month is 2 days Rosh Chodesh Min HaTorah, but you see from that Tosefta that the Tais is quoted, that you don't bring the Musafim on both days, you only bring it on the day when you have Chidush Shel Levana. That's on the first day. Normally we assume the second day is the real Rosh Chodesh, and the first day is the make-believe Rosh Chodesh Min HaRabbanan. Made a takana, we should say alaviyavu, we should say musaf, but it's a fake. The real Rosh Chodesh is the second day. But here, according to those Rishonim hold that 2 days are Min HaTorah, so which, and you only bring the musafim on one of the 2 days, otherwise the tasefta is incorrect. Not just 12 or 13, there's going to be 18, 19 Siri Rosh Chodesh. So obviously, you only bring it b'chidush shalavan, and day on which the moilah takes place. The moilah is always the first day Rosh Chodesh, not the second day Rosh Chodesh. That's interesting. So you have a Rosh Chodesh, which is a Yom Tov D'Oraisa, and you don't bring any Musafim. So what is the relevance of the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh? On Pesel Shavuot Sukkos, you have a Nisan Malacha, and you have a Chiyav Simcha, B'kum B'yasei, and you have to bring Oyla Sri and Shalmei Chagiga, you have to be Oyla Rego, and you have to bring Musafim, the mitzvahs. On Rosh Chodesh, the only mitzvah you have is to bring the Musafim. Outside of the Beis Hamikdash, there are no mitzvahs. So if you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and the second day Rosh Chodesh, you don't bring the Musafim, so what is this, what's the relevance of the Kedushas Hayom? What do you mean that the both days are Rosh Chodesh Min HaTorah? But again, to what is it Rosh Chodesh? So it's a Din D'Oraisa, there's a Chiyuv Simcha on both days. There's no Simcha B'kum V'Yaseh. You don't have to have Bas V'Yayin, you don't have to have a Surah Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says if one forgot to say Alaviyav and benching on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat the benching, because there was no Chiyuv Suda. The benching you yotze on Shabbos and Yom Tov, yotze the benching even if you forget, with say Alaviyav. Not yotze the Suda. So you have to bench again in order to be Kader the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, the Shem Suda Yom Tov. On Rosh Chodesh, there is no Chiyuv Suda. So the benching you yotze even if you didn't say Alaviyav. And the Suda, there is no Chiyuv Suda. It's just an Isur Hespid Vatainis. So there's such a concept on the level of the Raisa, day on which there's a Chi of Simcha, but there's no Simcha B'kum V'yaseh, it's only Simcha B'shei V'yaltaseh. On the level of the Raisa, Rosh Chodesh is also the Hespid of a Tainus. So that's what the Yom Tov Ma'Megillas Tainus, the ganze Yom Tov Bashteit from them, the whole Yom Tov consists of the only, from all the Yom Tov Ma'Megillas Tainus, all 25 Yom Tov, the only one that has a Chi of Suda is Purim. All the others don't have a Chiyuv Suda. In Shulchan Aruch, the Taz has a whole discussion, why is there a difference between Chanukah and Purim? How can Chanukah there's no Chiyuv Suda, and at Purim there is a Chiyuv Suda? But it's a bigger question, not just Chanukah versus Purim. Purim is the only one from all the 25 Yomim Tov that has a Chiyuv Suda. All the other 24 do not have a Chiyuv Suda. Bizman Hazeh, the Gemara says, all of the Yomim Tov and Megillas Tainus were butlo. In the year 70, when the Baal Sheni was Chareb, so there was a big, they started a big machlokes in the days of the Tanoim, and it lasted till the days of the Amoraim, for quite a long period of time, whether the Yom Tov and Megillas Tainus should still be observed or not, because all the Yom Tov revolve about the Baal Sheni. Every time the Hashmonaim were victorious in battle, they would make a Yom Tov. Why? Because victorious, it's not, there is no din that whatever Tzahal is victorious in battle, you have to make a Yom Tov. You have to celebrate, okay, but you don't make a Yom Tov that you celebrate every year. When the Chashmonaim are victorious in battle, it means that they saved the Beis Hamikdash from destruction, or they saved the Beis Hamikdash from being defiled. Because when they came in, the Beis Hamikdash was being used for Avodah Zarah purposes. So they had to make a new Mizbech, they had to make a new Menorah, and they cleaned out all the Avodah Zarah, they cleaned everything up. So the Yom Tov of Chanukah was because they rededicated the Beis Hamikdash. Every time the Hashemonim were victorious in battle, means the Goyim would have destroyed the Beis Hamikdash or defiled it, used it for Avodah Zarah. So they saved the Beis Hamikdash from destruction. And many of the amitayim had to do with the fact that there were periods of time that the tzdukim were running the Bayis Sheni, and they were bringing the karbanos on Yom Kippur, and every day, daily karbanos, they were bringing it improperly. They were bringing the karbanos in an improper fashion. So whenever the situation of the karbanos was straightened out, whenever the institution of Kohen Gadolah was straightened out, or the institution of Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin also has to meet in the Beis HaMikdash, and whenever the institution of Sanhedrin was straightened out, or someone made a major donation to the Beis HaMikdash, something, all the Yamim Tavim and Megillah Sinus have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So the question was, and the Gemara says, you cannot make a Yontav after the Churban HaBayis, you cannot institute a new Yontav. So the Shaila, the big machlokes was, what about the Yamim Tavim that were instituted during this Zman Bayis Sheni after the Churban HaBayis? Now we observe Tisha B'Av, we observe Shilosa B'Tam, we observe Abelis over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Does it make sense that we should still celebrate over the fact that there was that they protected the Bayis Sheni and it wasn't destroyed? But now the whole thing was destroyed. It doesn't make sense. We should still celebrate the Amud Tavla Megillah Steinus. So that was the big machlokes going on for years and years, from the days of the Tanoim in the year 70 till into the days of the Amoraim, over 150 years, there was the machlokes. Finally, the Psak Halacha was, all the Amud Tavla bottle, with the exception of Hanukkah and Purim. Apparently these two have a shaykhus with the future as well. All the other Yom only have to do with the Bayis Sheni period. And Chanukah and Purim have to do with the Bayis HaShlishi as well. So what do we observe? What did they observe on all of these Yom Tovim? Chanukah have, in addition to the Yemei Simcha V'Halal, the way the Rambam describes it, you have also Hadlakas HaMenorah. But that's the question, when was the Hadlakas HaMenorah instituted? One of the Polish Gedolim had a Shtik al Adiyuk. There was a great Goen, Rabbi Shul HaKutna. He was one of the three Gedolim who signed on the Heter Mechira in the late 1800s, when the Jews started to move back to Eretz Yisrael and they made the kibbutzim, they made the yishuvim. So the shaila was whether they have to observe Shnas HaShmita or not. So the three Gedolim in Europe came up with this Heter. If you sell a land to an Arab, so this was a kula that was developed in the 1600s. So they found this tshuva in Achrayim. And they said, we can rely on it. Now, it's a very difficult kula. So they said, you can rely on that if you sell the land to an Arab. So the din of Shemitah doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh, because the whole din of Shemitah is only with the Rabbanon. So based on the Gemara, so there's room to be made. He's famous for that. Rabbi Shmuel HaKutna is famous for that. But he put out Svar, he has a Sefer on Chayshe Mishpat that's out of this one, a Sefer on Yerideya, fantastic. So he had a son-in-law who learned by the Avdei Nezer. So the end of one of the three volumes, they reprinted the Svarim by Rabbi Shmuel HaKutna. So at the end of one of the volumes, they have a few pages, 20 pages or so, chidushim from the son-in-law of Rabbi Shmuel HaKutna, I forgot his name. So they write down on the top of the page that the son-in-law got learned by the Avdei Nezer. So I think Rabbi Soloveitchik must have read it quickly, and he thought that this is the Avdei Nezer. Every year he would say this over, the Avdei Nezer says it. Avdei Nezer doesn't say this. This fellow is a Talmud of the Avdei Nezer. He had a suggestion, take it or leave it. He had a suggestion that maybe the Chanukah was it. The Gemara has the Lashon, the Shana Acheres, Kvom Asom Yamim Tovim. The Gemara says the year after the Nitzoch and Hamulchama, after the next Chanukah occurred, so the very next year, they established, here the Gemara Achofalot on the base of Masech HaShabbos quotes, this Brisa, the Tana Rabbana, this Brisa is straight word for word from Megillas Tainis. So it says that they established the Yontav, the Shana Acheres, the very next year. So the Rama quotes that, the Bezen Shabbosa Ador made a takana, and then he writes, they made a takana that Chanukah is a Yontav Simcha V'Hallel, and then he says, and they instituted, doesn't say the same Bezen instituted, the Rama has a lotion, and they instituted Hadlakas HaMenorah. So this Talmud of the Adonaisa made a suggestion that it would perhaps appear from the Rambam that that was instituted way later, 200 years later, after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Maybe that was a Zechel HaHadlakas HaMenorah. I don't know. It's very questionable. I don't know where Rav Soloveitchik liked that suggestion. He used to say it over every year, that the Avdei Nezer says that the HaHadlakas HaMenorah was instituted after the Churban Bayis Sheni. There's a Lubavitcher fellow in Burapak who has a museum, a Torah museum. He has things from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, things from the days of the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. See, he claims that he has a little Chanukiah from the days of the Bayis Sheni. They dated it. It has very, very, it's worth millions of dollars, the things that he has. He has artifacts He has coins from the days of the Gemara. He has all the coins the Gemara is talking about. Gemara said you can only say Bar Me'er Heish if you can see the difference between this coin and that coin. So he shows you what the different coins are. All the old things he has. So he has a Chanukiah, which he claims is dated from the period of the Bai Sheni. And during the Bai Sheni, they did have already the Advokas Amner. But that's a question when they instituted. So the Maisa, all the Yom Tov Mamegillas Taina, also Behesped Betainas, it's an Inyan, it's Yimei Simcha, but it's not a Simcha B'kumli. I say they have to do something. It's a Simcha B'shei Gal Tasa. We don't allow Hesped Betainas. There was a great Goyen in Europe years ago, Rabitza Lepanovezha. He was a very big Bal Mecharish. Whenever he had a lot of original Chidushim Halacha Lemaisa, I don't think any of them were accepted. It was a little too sharp. But the sharp Talmidim from the different yeshivas used to run to learn by Rabitza Lepanovezha. The Alter from Slabodka used to discourage them. He didn't want them to learn because he was too much of a Bal Mecharish. He wasn't from the Musa movement. He was for sure not from the Musa Degecher. So one of his Vilde Chidushim was that you're not allowed to say a Hesped on Chanukah means the rabbi is not allowed to say Hesped, but the children, the Kroivim of the Nifta, who are in a state of Aninus, so they're not allowed to do any mitzvahs. When one is in a state of Aninus, Yishamesa Muta Lefonov, he's not allowed to say Kriyashma, not allowed to daven, not allowed to fulfill any mitzvah, not allowed to do Averis, he's not allowed to talk Lashon Hara, he's not allowed to eat Chazer, he's not allowed to do Isurim, but he's not allowed to perform mitzvahs. So the reason why you're not allowed to deliver a hesped on Chanukah is because there's a mitzvah of simcha. But the oinen, Mishnei Simut Telefonim, is not allowed to fulfill a mitzvah of simcha. So his chiddush was, the oinenim are allowed to deliver a hesped. Outside is not allowed to deliver a hesped, but the oinen himself is permitted to deliver a hesped. It wasn't accepted because we assume that the prohibition of hesped is not only on the one who delivers the hesped, it's one who listens to the hesped. You're not allowed to listen to a hesped either. Let's say an Eretz Yisrael, let's say. So there's a Ben Chutz Lortz who's visiting. He's observing Yantav Sheni. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no Yantav Sheni Shalgolias. So the one who's delivering Hesped is fine. He can, but I'm not allowed to listen if I'm a Ben Chutz Lortz. And for me, it's Yantav. So just like you're not allowed to deliver Hesped, you're not allowed to listen either. What are you going to say? He should deliver Hesped without a loudspeaker. So no one will hear him. So what's the tachlis of the Hesped? He has a lot of chidushim like that, right? A lot of wild chidushim. I don't think any of them were accepted. But there's a, you know, in the Gemara Menachos, Zvachim and Menachos, you have printed on the side the Shita Mekubetzes has a likut of Taisvus and Balei HaTaisvus that we don't have printed on the page in the Taisvus. He has in the tiny letters. So in the Sugya Menachos, where the Gemara Menachos talks a little bit about some of the Amim Tovim and Megillas Tainis. So the Balei HaTaisvus had a big machlokes. These Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainis, not only is it also behesped, not only is it also the Tainis on the day of the Yantav itself, even Lifneihem, even the day before, and one Tana holds the day after, is also Lifneihem and Achareihem is also also the Tainis. So the Gemara, that was Bizman Bayesheni, when they observed all of these 25 Yamim Tovim. So not only on the day itself, the day of the Yontif, sometimes let's say Chanukah is 8 days, so the day before, day after, also the Tainus. So the Shaila was, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, so the accepted Psak Halacha L'maisa is that all the Yom Tov Mabotl except for Chanukah and Purim, that was the final Maskana. So Tosfos has 2 days, what about Lefneim Alachreim of Chanukah and Purim? Is that Dino Ke Chanukah and Purim? That Chanukah and Purim is not Botl, so the day before, day after, also is also the Tainus. So then you have a problem, but we have Tainus Esther. So where did Tainus Esther come from? It's the day before Purim. So the whole discussion in the Rishonim, the Balamor and others discuss it in Gemara Megillah, on the bottom of the Rish. So that's a machlokes, where the Lefneim al-Achreim of Chanukah and Purim has the status of, like the rest of Megillah's time, everything was bottled, or no, Chanukah and Purim was not bottled. So Lefneim al-Achreim, Chanukah and Purim should remain. The Rav used to say, what do you mean? One was Chanukah on Sunday night, a couple of days ago. Sunday morning we said Tachnun. And all the Shul, everybody said Tachnun Sunday morning. If the din would be that Lefneim al-Achreim is also also behesped v'tainus, so the day before, and the morning before, you wouldn't say Tachnun. So obviously, he says halacha l'maisa, obviously we accept la halacha, that Lifnei Melach Merim was also button. Only the Yontif itself was not button. Only the Chanukah and Purim itself is not button. But this idea that there's such a concept of a chi of simcha, which is only b'shei v'altasa, that's what you have on Rosh Chodesh, on the level of the Raisa, the tour. In Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, quotes a tshuva from the Gaonim, that there is a chi of simcha on Rosh Chodesh. How do they know? So they quote the pasuk in Bahaloischa, I think, of Yom Simchaschem v'ma'adechem v'rosh echad sheichem, v'skaitem achatzetzes alalasechem alzivchem shalmechem, etc. So the pasuk puts together Yom Simchaschem v'ma'adechem v'rosh echad sheichem. You see that Rosh Chodesh has a chi of simcha. That's why you have to blow the achatzetzes. That's an expression of simcha in conjunction with the hakravas hakravonish. But what's the whole simcha of Rosh Chodesh? Only simcha b'shevi altaseh. No simcha b'kum b'yaseh. You're not mechuyif to have a suda. Not mechuyif to have basa b'yayin. The whole simcha b'shteik from them that you don't allow hespid v'taynus. That's the whole story. We have a minig that we recite chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara in the end of Taina says Rav Yikla Lebavel. Rav was learning in Eretz Yisrael. And then Rav and Shmuel are both learning on Eretz Yisrael. And then they both felt that they have a responsibility to go to Chutzlod. It's a big mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. But they left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzlod because they felt that there was so much amaratzis in Chutzlod that people didn't know the basic dinim of Taras HaMishpacha. They didn't know the basics of Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Kashrus, the Gemara says, they didn't know. The Gemara says, Rav Bikwa Motzah, the God of Bageda. When Rav came back, Rav came from Bovel originally. He went from Babel to learn in Eretz Yisrael by Rabbi Yudah Nasa, then he got smicha, then he went back. Rav got smicha and Shmuel didn't get smicha. Every day something else came up, and then the boat was leaving. So Shmuel had to leave and he never got smicha. Once you leave Eretz Yisrael, you can't get smicha. Smicha has to be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav and Shmuel both left Eretz Yisrael in order to be Marbitz Torah and Chutzlars. And the Gemara is the beginning of Gittin. M'chiyikla Rav leBavel. When Rav came to Babel, he was so successful in being Marbitz Torah. All the dinim changed. The people became much more learned, much more observant. The people were always religious. They weren't reform or anything, but they were just such amaratzim that they were like yeshuviniks in Europe. They all tell some of the yeshuviniks stories. The yeshuviniks were such that they were very religiously oriented, but they were amaratzim. They made mistakes right and left. So Gemara says, Rav Ikla Lebavel. So one fine day he comes to Shul, Rish Chodesh, and the Chazan Zokt Halov. He says, there they go again, they don't know anything. Who says halal on Rosh Chodesh? So then he started to walk up to the Chazan to tell him to be mafsikim. Sova lafsukinu. So Gemara in the end of Tanya, he was going to tell the Chazan, you don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. But then kiven the Chazan to come adal gediluge, the Chazan skipped the third paragraph. So one kasha for him for the other. What is he saying halal for? What is he skipping? Oh, so it must be that they have a minik. He never heard of the minik. He was an adult, he had smicha. He learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. He never heard of this meeting in Eretz Yisrael. The meeting then apparently developed in Bavel. And then since then, it became a pretty universal meeting. Everybody says, halal on Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say over from his father, where in the world did the meeting come from? That he said, from Yesh Me'ayim, from thin air. So his father had a chiddush, a fantastic chiddush, problematic chiddush. And then he said that after many years, he found that it seems to be explicit in the Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam wrote in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he tries to make a calculation, which are the 613 mitzvahs? 248 mitzvahs sesei, 365 mitzvahs lo sesei, which are the 613 mitzvahs? So the Rambam wrote, the Rambam is not the first, and the Rambam is not the last. So the Rambam has, every so often, he has a big attack against the Sefer HaLochas Gedoilus, which is from the days of the Gaonim, regarding the Bahag, the Sefer HaLochas Gedoilus is the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He lists off which on the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam has a lot of hasogas. So one of the hasogas is, the Rambam has 14 in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam has the first half of Sefer HaMitzvahs. He gives you the 14 guiding principles that determine the klolim, that determine what belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, one month. And then the second half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he gives you the list, the 248 mitzvahs, esse and the shasan mitzvahs, less esse. So the Rambam has the first klal in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. You only count mitzvahs that are deraisa. You don't count mitzvahs that are midrabbanan, because the Gemara's lashon is tarayak mitzvahs nemar lanu Moshe Mesinai. Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai wasn't told the dinim derabbanan; he was only told the dinim deraisa. So you shouldn't count mitzvahs from the Rabbanan. And not like, and he gives this big, and not like the halachas gedailais, who preceded me, who counts the mitzvah to recite halal. What is he talking about? Halal is clearly only with the Rabbanan. Nobody in his right mind would think that halal was deraisa. The Rambam makes a big fuss about that. Halal is only with the Rabbanan. So the Ramban over there comes to defend. A lot of times the Ramban personally agrees with the Rambam, but he comes to defend the Bahag. A lot of times the Ramban wrote to defend the Rif. The Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Rif. So the Ramban has the Mohammeds to defend the Rif from Hasogas. Every so often the Ramban really agrees with the Balamor. But he didn't like the fact that the Balamor wipes the floor with the Rif as if he slaughtered the Rif. He says the Rif Shita can be defended. Even if he personally doesn't agree, the Rif can be defended with a very good pshat. The Rif knew what he was talking about. You have a right to disagree, okay, but the Rif has a right to express his opinion. So that's every so often in the Sefer Mitzvah also like that. The Ramban himself agrees with the Rambam, but he doesn't agree why the Rambam had such a fierce attack against Allah. No, the Bahag can be defended. So here the Ramban has a defense of the Bahag, why he counts Allah. So he makes a suggestion. He says from the whole Sugyan Erech and Afyud, it would appear, that's the whole discussion of halal, it would appear that halal is deraisa. Why? Because the Gemara says, we say halal on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and on Chanukah. So the Gemara says, how come we don't say halal every Shabbos, also Kedushas Hayoyim? The Gemara says, Shabbos not Ikri Moed. What does that mean, Shabbos not Ikri Moed? So the Ramban interprets it. He says that the chiyav of halal stems from the mitzvah of simcha. On Shabbos there is no chiyav simcha. On Yontav there is a chiyav simcha. Moed means, Shabbos and not a Moed means that Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of simcha. On Yontav there is a mitzvah. The Rabbah used to bring the raya that the Yontav is mevatel avelus. If someone is in the middle of Shiddah, so Yontav cancels the end of the Shiddah. If someone is in the middle of Shloshim, so Yontav cancels the end of the Shloshim. Shabbos doesn't cancel anything. So one can say, Al Pi Pasha, Shabbos doesn't cancel because then you never have Shiddah, you never have Shloshim. Every week there's a Shabbos, so you never have Shloshim. It would be impossible. But that's not the official reason why. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, because on Yontif there's no Avelus, because Avelus and Simcha is a Tartar Asasa. Shabbos there is no Chiyav Simcha. So if there's no Chiyav Simcha, why doesn't one observe full Avelus on Shabbos? There's no Chiyav Simcha, so there's no Tartar Asasa with the Avelus. So Tosfos quotes, Tosfos Amoy Kot, and Perek Ela Megachim. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. No, there's a Pasuk in Mishlei that says, Birchas Hashem Hi Tashir, V'lo Yosef Etzav Imo. When one has a bracha from the Ribbono Shel Olam, there won't be any sadness. Birchas Hashem, that's Shabbos. By Baruch HaLekim HaSiyam HaShvei, by Kaddish HaYisai. So every Shabbos is Birchas Hashem, but Yosef Etzav Imo, so one doesn't observe Avelis Bifrahesi. But there is no Chiyav Simcha on Shabbos. It's only Chiyav Simcha on Yontif, and there's no Chiyav Simcha on Shabbos. So Tosfos explains like that. So that's how the Ramban translates the words in the Gemara in Erchen and Daf Yud and Beis. The Gemara says, why do we say Halel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot? The Gemara says, because there's a mitzvah of Simcha, Ikri Moed. So the Gemara says, Shabbos is not Ikri Moed. There's no Chiyav Simcha, so that's why you don't say Halel. What has Halel got to do with Simcha? Ramban says, there's a Simcha Saguf and a Simcha Sanefesh. The Simcha Saguf is ain't Simcha Lebebasa V'yayin. You eat and you drink and you make merry. And then Simchas HaNefesh, the Neshama praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Guf and the Neshama are both expressing their Simcha. So then the Gemara raises the question, so why don't you say Halal on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is Ikri Moed. What do you mean Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed? So Ramban says what it means is that Rosh Chodesh, there is a Chiyav Simcha. That's what the Tur quoted in the name of the Goyim. That Rosh Chodesh there is a Chiyav Simcha because the Pasuk puts together Yom Simchas Madechem Rosh Chodeshem. So the Torah in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh quotes from the Tshuvas HaGoyim that you see from that Pasuk that Rosh Chodesh there is a Chiyav Simcha. So the Gemara asks, how come you don't say Halal Sholem on Rosh Chodesh Medina? It's only a meaning that developed in Babel. So the Gemara says, no, Rosh Chodesh is Muta Basiyas Malacha. What is Muta Basiyas Malacha? How is that relevant for the reciting of Halal? So the Ramban translates the words. He says, the Lamiatu Elonismait Ella Rosh Chodesh Bigvulin. The Ramban translates the words in the Gemara, it's Muta Basiyas Malacha, on a normal Yontif, on a normal Shabbos and Yontif. What mitzvahs do you have? You have a Chiyav Musafim, But that's only in the Beis Hamikdash. Then you have an Issa Melacha, that's all over the world. Then you have, you have to sit in Sukkah, you have to eat, you can't eat chametz. You have to bring all the Sriyash on the Chagiga. So the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos and Yonkav is relevant all over the world. Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says, is Mutta Basiyas Malacha. And there are no mitzvahs pratiyas. You don't sit in the Sukkah on Rosh Chodesh. No other mitzvahs that you do on Rosh Chodesh. The only thing, the only Kedusha Sayyam, the only relevance of the Kedusha Sayyam is for the Musafim. So the Ramban writes, so the whole relevance of the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh is only in the Beis Hamikdash. So they excluded halal on Rosh Chodesh bigvulin. So the lashon of the Ramban sounds like he's saying that's what Moshe Soloveitchik said, and the Rav said after many years he found the Ramban says came out beforeish like that, that on Rosh Chodesh in the Migdash they did say halal, because in the Beis Hamikdash there is a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Chodesh. When the Gaonim said there's a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Chodesh, where is there a chiyuv simcha? What simcha do you have b'kumbi yaseh to be mechuyev to say halal? You want to have simcha b'kumbi yaseh. You have simcha b'shevi al taseh. There's an isa hesped v'tainis min ha-Torah. Amrash chayiv. What simcha do you have b'kumbi yaseh? So in the Beis Hamikdash, you have a chiyev to bring karbonis. In conjunction with the hakrabas ha-karbonis, there's a chiyev simcha. But b'gvulin, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, the Ramban says, since in muta basiyas malocha, the whole relevance of the Kedusha Sayyam Rosh Chodesh is only in the Beis Hamikdash. So it sounds from the Ramban that they only excluded reciting Hallel on Rosh Chodesh Bigvulin. But in Migdash it sounds as if they did say Hallel Shalom. We say Chatzi Hallel because it's only a minute, the Ramban explains. Since Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minute, so you don't want to violate the din. There's a din, Hoy Mahal B'chol Yom Harez Macharef Megadev. That's the Gemara in the end of Masechet Shabbos. You're not allowed to say Hallel B'chol Yom. It doesn't only mean B'chol Yom. Any day that one is not obligated to recite halal, so you're not permitted to say halal. So in order not to be in violation of that din, so we only say chatzi halal. That's how the Rishonim say on that Gemara in Tainis. That since halal, since on Rosh Chodesh one is not obligated to recite halal, so the minhag developed that you say chatzi halal in order not to violate the Yisur of Hayma Halal B'chol Yom. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that's on Yom Atzma'ut, Ayom Yerushalayim. So people say, if you're going to say halal without a bracha, what's the avera? You're just saying psukim from Tilim. So the answer is no. The Rav said, if there's no obligation to say halal, then there's an isa. That's what the Rishonim said. There's an isa. Ayom halal b'chol yom. Doesn't only mean b'chol yom. Every single day. Whenever one says halal on a day when one is not obligated to say halal, that's an isa, even without a bracha. Leave out the bracha. So that's why he recommended, he thought, that there's no obligation to recite halal yom asmud yom shalom. So he said, those who want to say, he said, maybe they should say chatzi hal. If you say chatzi hal, say not in violation of anything. That's what the Gemara says. That's why in Bavel, when they developed this minhag to say halal on Rosh Chodesh, that he said, dafke chatzi hal, in order not to be in violation of the din of I'm a halal b'chol yom.
The Kaddish Sholeh, say whatever you want.
Yeah. He said he thought maybe you shouldn't say it right after Shacharis, before Kriyas HaTorah. He said after Shacharis, when it's a real chiyuv, or on Rosh Chodesh, when it's a well-established minhag. But at the time that he said it, it wasn't so well-established to say halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut. Maybe by now it is well-established. I don't know. At the time that he said it, it wasn't so well-established. So he thought, maybe you should only say the Chatzi Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut after the Shir Shal Yom, after Aleinu, after everything is all over. Okay. This was the suggestion. Yeah. So it's interesting. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun. The Yamim Tov Ma'Megillas Tainis were instituted as Yemei Simcha. Le'yaseh Behesped V'Tainis. Where do you find such a thing? Am Rosh Chodesh. If you hold 2 days Rosh Chodesh are deraisa, so on the one day you bring Musafim, on the other day you don't bring Musafim. So the whole Kedusha Sayyim deraisa on the second day Rosh Chodesh, only by state from them, the whole thing only consists of Issa Hesped V'Tainis. So that's what all the Yamim Tov Ma'Megillas Tainis were patterned after that. It's interesting, the Rambam has this attack against the Halachas Gedolos, why he counted Halal. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, everybody knows the Halal is only the Rabban. The Ramban says, maybe Halal is the Raisa. How do you know the Halal is only the Rabban? Maybe it's really the Raisa. So it's interesting, you look in the Rambam and Mishnah Torah, you get the impression he's still attacking, he's not finished yet, still attacking the Bahag. Because the Gemara has here in the Sugya Chanukah, The Gemara has, when you tzind on the Chanukah licht, so you say the first night, you say three brachas, and the second night, the rest of the night, so you say two brachas. So the Gemara discusses, but the Hadlokas HaMenorah is only a mitzvah with the Rabbanan, Hechen Tzivanu. So the Gemara says, no, it's okay, you can say Kiddushanam Tzivan even on a mitzvah the Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes the two opinions. So the first opinion, Hechen Tzivanu, how can you say Tzivanu? So the first opinion is that the Pasuk says, Lo Yisosur, you have to listen to whatever the Chachamim tell you, even a din the Rabbanan. And the second opinion in the Gemara is not based on Lo Yisosur, it's based on Shalabicha V'yageitcha, it's famous, Yodua, that the Rambam paskens like the first opinion, and the Ramban paskens like the second opinion. But the Ramban has such an attack against the Rambam. So fierce, such an attack. What's the Makola Rasha Zed? There are two opinions in the Gemara. So what's so bad if the Rambam paskens like the first opinion? So the Ramban says there never was a first opinion. He says if you look in the Gemara in Brachas, did they tell you where it is? You know, I think it's on Yud Tes on the base. The Gemara Brachas has a line, the Ramban quotes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, call me the Rabbanon, asmechuhu, akrod the loisosar. So the Ramban says the first opinion that is based on the obligation to observe mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, is based on loisosar, that's only an asmachta. That's not a real mocker. The Ramban says, because they read the beginning of the parasha, it says, but if you won't know what the din is, whether ben dam the dam in din the din, negan anecha, divrei ribos bisharecha, there'll be a machlokes that's ripping apart the community. Divrei ribos, you can have machlokes, and in this city they hold like this, and that city they hold like that. They used to have 12 shvatim, and every shevet had its own bez nagodol, and each shevet these chassidim do like this, and those chassidim do like this, and this yeshiva do like this. Each yeshiva has a different minig, and each Hasidic group has a different minig. So that's not a problem. But if you have divrei ribos bisharecha, there's friction in the community, then you have to resolve. You can't have like says go to the, you can't leave the friction. So it says vekamta bealisa, go to the Bez Nagol, and Bez Nagol gives a psak. Whatever they pass, and everybody should follow. So that most of the time there was no friction in this city. They did like this in Europe. Every city had a big talmud chacham. So in this city, they follow the shita. That's it. They follow that shita. They don't, not everybody has to follow the same shita. But if it's going to be friction, then you have to resolve it. You have to go to the Bez Nagol. So the Ramban writes, but it says, if you don't know what the din is. So you're going to ask, do you have to light Chanukah candles on Chanukah? Of course not. There's no pasuk in the Chumash. There's no key. How can you say, Lo sasa mekol adavish yigig lecha? There's no Shaila. Chanukah doesn't exist. Purim doesn't exist. Netilas Yadayim doesn't exist. All the din of the Rabbanon don't exist on the level of the Raisa. The Ramban said, how can anybody say that the Pasuk Loisosur applies to din of the Rabbanon? The Pasuk says, Ki Palamim Chadalam, if you don't know what the din is, we know what the din is, that Chanukah doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa. So he said, that's why the Gemara says in Maseches Brochas, on your test on the base, Kol Mili de Rabbanon Asmechu. It's only an asmachta. It's not really true. The real mocker is really the second pasuk. Shalavich liyagetcha. What's the big difference? What is the first pasuk or the second pasuk? What does it get so touchy about the Rambam? So the Rambam understood not so. So the Rambam holds that it's the first pasuk. No. So the Rambam explains why. He says it's a matter of life and death. It's an afkamina whether you chayv misa or not. We have one of the harug yedbez is a zaken mamre. If somebody paskins against the Bez Nagol, Chochem Sheigia Lo Hayro. Yeshiva Bachar paskins against the Bez Nagol, so no one's going to listen to him anyway. But if it's a Chochem Sheigia Lo Hayro, Rabbi Hasmicha, and is going to paskin against the Bez Nagol, so a lot of people may follow what he said. So the din is that they give him the death penalty, Zok Marmis Chayv Nis. So in order to be Chayv, Ein Oin Shimon Kemas here. You only give an Oin Shaguf, you can't give Malkas Hamisa an Oin Shaguf unless a person violated Masirin. Masirin means a lois essay. Azhar essay is lav shma azhar. You have to have a lois essay. So which lois essay did the Zaka Mamri violate? So the lois essay is lois sasa man kala davish gid lach yamin esma. If the Zaka Mamri violates lois sasur, then he deserves the oinish misa. So the Rambam writes beferish in Hilchas Mamrim. When he quotes the din of Zaka Mamri, he writes, if the Bez Nagadol gives a psak that chametz, and an hour before Chatzos it's also Banar Midirabbanan, and an hour before it's also Ba'achila Midirabbanan. And the Zalka Mamre says, that's utterly ridiculous. Everybody has a watch. Everybody, there's a clock on the wall. What do you have to make a gzeirah? No one's going to make a mistake an hour here. No one's going to make any mistakes. It's enough 15 minutes before Chatzos. You don't have to ask her an hour before Chatzos. So the Rambam writes, if the Zalka Mamre paskens against the Bez Nagodol on an issue of Chametz Be'er Pesach before Chatzos, but only the Rabbanan, he gets the death penalty. So Ramban says it's wrong. He hasn't violated Lois Osir. So the major halacha lemaisa, the nafkamina, what's the difference with the pasuk in the first pasuk or the second pasuk? Ramban tells you the nafkamina is a matter of life and death. Whether the Zalka Mamre is going to paskan against the Bez Nagodol, will he be chayv misa or not? The Rambam says she will be chayv misa. Ramban says there is no lab Lois Osir on dinim the Rabban. It's only as an asmachta, asmachu akrod the Lois Osir. But the lab really doesn't apply. So the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam passed like the first sheet. And the second opinion was Shalavicha v'yagedicha. That's the Mefarshim Mesh, Shalavicha v'yagedicha. So Kinecha Yomaloch is not from the Taryag Mitzvahs. So what do you mean? The binding force of the Mitzvahs, the Rabban, Shalavicha v'yagedicha. How is that? That's not one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. It doesn't say you have to ask your parents, have to ask the elders, and you should do what they tell you. It goes, learn from history. History repeats itself. Ask the elders. They lived through the First World War. They lived through the Second World War. They lived through the Korean War, the Vietnamese War. Ask the people who lived through all the wars, and they'll tell you, because history is going to repeat itself. Where do you see from Shalavicha v'yagedcha is a problem? So Rabbi Chanan has a beautiful essay on this. Rabbi Chanan wrote a whole kuntres divrei sefer. Good part of that kuntres he wrote when he was visiting in America. He was raising money for his yeshiva. So I think maybe all of it, or a big part of the kuntres divrei sefer, was written in Baltimore when he was staying by Rabbi Schwab. So he discusses the relationship between dinim derabbanan and dinim deraisa. So he touches on this as well. So he says, what's pshat over here? So he thinks pshat is like this. He thinks that the binding force of the mitzvahs derabbanan is ahavas Hashem. You want to demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does a person demonstrate his love for his spouse? How do you demonstrate your love for your parents? So if I wait till my wife tells me 10 times to please take down the garbage, so that's not, if I surprise her, if I remember when her birthday is, if I surprise her on her birthday, I say, I'll buy her some flowers, I take her out to eat out or something, or on a wedding anniversary, so if I do something, I surprise her, so that's a demonstration that I love. If I do something for my parents without them asking me to do it 10 times, I know that that's what would make them happy, and I volunteer it on my own. So that's the way one demonstrates his love for a bus of a dumb. So how does one demonstrate his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know in what direction the Rabban Shalom wants you to go. So you go past what he told you to do. He only gave me 613 mitzvahs. So if I go in that direction, I know the Ratzon Hashem. The Rabban Shalom didn't require of us to go so far, but if I go a little past what he asked me to do, so then I'm demonstrating that I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, I even do things that I know would make him happy, so to speak. So you have to be careful, there shouldn't be a violation of Baal Taisiv. So it only makes sense if there's a kiyum. So the Chachamim, so that's what the Pasuk says, Shalavicha v'yageidcha, Sikenech liyamaloch Shalavicha is not a tzivoy, it's not from the Taryag Mitzvahs. It just means ask the elders who know not only the letter of the law, they understand what is the spirit of the law. So they will be able to guide you what direction to go if you want to go above and beyond what HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed you to demonstrate that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the first paragraph, has, Lo matokam emirim kishen yosh, ve matokam emirim kishen omdim. How can we blot kiyas before Musaf, and then we blot kiyas in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz? The original din was that you only blow kiyas in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. Why do we blow before? So the Gemara says, Kedela arbeves ha-satan. How do you succeed in confusing the Satan? So Rashi translates on the Gemara. The Satan comes to complain that the Jewish people are negligent. They're not keeping the mitzvah. So we demonstrate, we go above and beyond. The Rebbe Shlomo only told us to blow Tkiya Trua Tkiya three times, and we blow it many times more. So we demonstrate Chavivas HaMitzvah, we repeat the mitzvah so many times. If you go above and beyond what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do, but it's not, so Taisif and the Rishonim explain why it's not a violation of Baal Taisif. You have to be careful not to violate Baal Taisif. But when one volunteers something that the Rabbanu Shalom didn't instruct us to do, that's a way to demonstrate Avos Hashem. So what do they quote? Shalavicha v'yageitcha. You have to ask people who are big Talmid HaChachamim to know what is the letter of the law, what is the spirit of the law. A person is not so knowledgeable can misunderstand what the spirit of the law is. There are people who feel that they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, and not only did they do a bris milah, a baby boy, they'll do a bita when you have a baby girl. They'll cut up something on a girl. So that's the mutilating the girl's body. That's not above and beyond. That's a violation. That's asur l'adam, it's an isur chavola. You're not allowed to do that. People do stupid things. They think they're doing big mitzvahs. So you have to ask a big Talmid Chacham who understands what is the spirit of the law, what's considered a way to demonstrate Avos Hashem. So this is the Machlokes in the Gemara. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah that we recite a bracha on Hadlokas Aneris. Then he says we recite a bracha on Hallel by Hadlokas Aneris. The Gemara has a discussion on Hadlokas Aneris. How come we say a bracha Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu v'hechan tzivanu? Hadlokas Aneris only with the Rabbanu. So the Rambam is continuing his battle against the Bahag in the Mishneh Torah. So the Rambam writes, he says a bracha on Hadlokas Aneris, and likewise he says a bracha on Hallel, and even though Hallel is clearly only with the Rabbanon, we still say a bracha because it says Loisasa. He quotes the Gemara. He doesn't quote the Gemara by Hadlokas Aneris. It's one halacha after the other, one sif after the other in the Rambam. So the Rambam Shtelt Avech, the whole discussion of Loisasa, he quotes it in conjunction with the bracha on the Hallel. He's still attacking the Bahag there. Why the Bahag counted Hallel as if it's a mitzvah and a Torah. He's repeating Hallel is only mid the Rabban. It's interesting, in the Rambam, in the end of Hilchus Brachas, around Perek Yud Aleph or so, so the Rambam has that over there also. One recites a bracha when he fulfills a mitzvah the Araisa, or a mitzvah mid the Rabbanon, you do say a bracha, Sheh Kedishan and Mitzvah of Tzivanu, because the Pasuk says, Vasisa, I forgot, he doesn't quote the Eloi Sasser. In Hilchus Chanukah, he quotes Loisasser. He's quoting this Gemara Loisasser. He passed on like the first opinion. The Ramban says there never was a first opinion. The Ramban holds that it's a machlokes, and he passed on like the first opinion. And he writes, since he violates Loisasser, so the Zokim Amru would be Chayav Misa if he passes against the Bez Nagod Lanadin the Rabban. And the Ramban says there never was a first opinion. So but in the Ramban in Hilchus Brachas, when he quotes this din, and one says a bracha and a mitzvah the Rabbanon, instead of quoting Losas, he quotes the first half of the pasuk. V'asisa, kol asheyor eschamakan malavim. Why did he quote V'asisa? Why doesn't he quote Losaser? The Gemara quotes Losaser. So the Mefarshim all say like that. You only say a bracha when you fulfill a mitzvah saseh. Let's say a person's going to shave with an electric shaver. So he says a bracha. Shekishan zasvan shalom legalech betar. He's going to eat kosher meals. He's not going to eat treif. He's going to say Hashikrusham Sassuana, Shalal Lecha Machola Sassuris. You don't say a bracha when you're about to do something to avoid violation of an Aveira. You only say a bracha when you're going to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Sassay. That's famous from the Rosh, in the beginning of Ksubis. The Rosh talks about under the Chuppah when someone gets married. So the Masada Kedusha says a bracha Hashikrusham Bibin Soysav Vitzivana Alha Arayas, that we're not allowed to marry prohibited relatives. Vasalonas harusas. Italonas harusas lani. You talk about an Isa de Rabban. Vasalonas harusas, only the Rabban. So the Rosh says, what kind of a bracha is this? Shea Kadishan Hatsan al Kadesh and Soisha. Why do we say Vitzivano al Harayas? You never say a bracha on Aloises. So the Rosh says, the Rosh is the end of the Balei Ateses. So he says, it's a hechacha from this Nusach, a bracha, that it's not at all a Bichas HaMitzvah. It's a Bichas HaShebach. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the institution of marriage, which is different from the institute. New Mesoilim also have an institution of marriage. By the Sheven Mitzvahs Benarach also there's a din of Boal Eish Hashish. But it's a different kind of a marriage. And by us everything is different. So that's what the Rosh is of the opinion. He's quoting from the Balei HaTaisus like that, that Birchas Eirusin is a Birchas HaShevach, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam, it's a Machlokes HaRishonim. The Rambam says it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And you have to say the bracha immediately before you give the ring. Before you give the ring, like any other mitzvah, you say the bracha ha-mitzvah, kol ha-mitzvah kulam, v'rach aleim, oivol asiyasam. Oivol means immediately before. They didn't write kodem asiyasam, kodem can mean 10 minutes before. Oivol asiyasam means immediately before. Shouldn't be oivol the oivol. And the Balei HaTosfos say, no, it's a bracha shevach. Like if you hear thunder, so you say a bracha. If you see lightning, you say a bracha. If you see the ocean, you say a bracha. If you see the Alps, you say a bracha. This is a brichas hashevach. So all the brichas hashevach is always la'achar. La'achar is sort of la'achar asiyasam. After you experience it, you see the rainbow. After you experience something awe-inspiring, then you say the bracha. It's not a brichas ha-mitzvah. So that's what the Balei HaTosfos hold. The bracha of Erusin should be recited after you get married, not before. So the Rosh is going with that shita. The brichas Erusin is not at all a brichas ha-mitzvah. He says, what's the mitzvah? There's no mitzvah to get married. If you get married, then there are reciprocal hischaibis and there are shibudim. There's a mitzvah to have children, piriviridya, but the Rosh says you can be mekayim piriviridya with a pilegish also. He assumes that a pilegish is muteris. There's no issa to have a pilegish. So marriage is an institution, there are shibudim. But it's not a mitzvah. The Rambam writes that it is a mitzvah. The Rambam says there are two different mitzvahs. One is piriviridya, and one is lisa isha b'ksuba b'kedusha, a mitzvah to get married. And then it's a mitzvah to have children. So the Rambam, the Shittah, holds that it's a mitzvah to get married. So he says, you say, b'chaz ha-mitzvah, oivol asiyasam, before you give the ring. We have machmer for the Rambam, we say the bracha before. But we really don't hold like that. We really don't hold like that. There's a sefer, Afike Yam, was a sefer that was written in Europe by one of the Gedolim 100 years ago. So he writes that he heard from Rab Simcha Zelig Rieger, who was the Dayan in Brisk, that there used to be Masada Kiddushin for Apikursim. The Chosin Nekala would be absolute communist Apikursim, they didn't believe in anything. So how can you say Asher Kedushanim and Sosav Tzivano? I'm saying a bracha for the Chosin Kala. They don't believe in Hashem Alkeni Kedushanim and Tzivano. They don't believe in anything. So he said, obviously we assume, like the Balei HaTosfos, that it's not a Bichas HaMitzvah, that the chassan has to say, and the rabbi is saying on behalf of the chassan, as a gluttonish, he doesn't believe in any word of the bracha. It's a bichas shevach. It doesn't belong to the chassan kala. When you have a minion present, he is marrying, even if they're communist, he's giving a ring and saying, I'm marrying you. Hariyam kudeshusli, so the halacha says the kedushin is chal. And someone who's present at that time should recite. It's not a bracha that belongs to the chassan. That's what Simcha Zelig said, that the fact that we still continue to be Masada Kiddushin, Fapi Kursim is a clear indication that we really don't hold like the Rambam. We follow the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos. So that's what the Mefarshim write. Why did the Rambam in Hilchas Brochas in Perkei Aleph, when he writes, I have to recite the Brocha on a mitzvah derabana also, not only on a mitzvah deraisa. So instead of quoting the Loisasur, so the Rambam there quotes the beginning, the earlier part of the pasuk, because he wanted to make it into a mitzvah, mitzvah's essay. On a lois essay, you don't recite a bracha. Only if you have a mitzvah's essay. Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik used to comment on this, such a long Ramban. The Rambam says you only count the mitzvah's deraisa. You don't count mitzvahs the Rabbanan and the Minyan Taryag, because the Losh and Gemara is Taryag mitzvahs Namadol Moshe Misina. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given the Dinim the Rabbanan, those were developed over the generations by the Chachamim. And the Rambam says all the mitzvahs the Rabbanan are binding because of Lois Osir. And the Ramban is so upset. No, mitzvahs the Rabbanan are not based on Lois Osir. So what's the... And the Ramban attacks the Rambam. He says, according to the Rambam, every mitzvah the Rabbanan is binding min HaTorah because of Lois Osir. So how can you say Sveika the Rabbanan Lekula? Every din the Rabbanan becomes a din deraisa. So everything is a Sveika the Raisa Lechumra. You have so many differences. He quotes, there's so many differences between what Mekel... A lot of times in Dindar Rabbanan, where is there room to be Mekel on a Dindar Rabbanan? If every Dindar Rabbanan becomes a Dindar Raisa. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, every couple of years he would say, like, he doesn't really understand what they're fighting about. He used to say, he gave Shurim and Maria for many, over 10 years he gave Shurim and Gemara Brachas. So the bulk of brachas is bulk of Masechet Brachos is dinim derabbanan. So apparently they attribute this to Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik, made such a comment that he said, when you learn dinim derabbanan min haTorah, it's bitl Torah, it's only Talmud Torah mederabbanan. When you learn dinim deraisa, that's Talmud Torah deraisa. So I remember after they made a big siyum, they had a big party. I remember after learning brachas for so many years, they had a whole catered fleishig siyum. I used to go, the last couple of years, I used to go to the Shira Mari after I finished college. I went to listen on Tuesday night. So some of the balabatim paid for me, and there was another yeshiva bracha used to come. So they paid for us to come to the siyum. It was a fortune of money to pay, so we couldn't afford it. So they paid for us, we should attend the siyum also. So I remember after the siyum was all over, so the Rav said, someone may have a taina. They said that his uncle Rav Avla had this he'or. Someone could have a taina. Why did I choose to learn brachas all these years? It was bitl Torah, and our Torah is only Talmud Torah and Rabbah. Maybe we should have learned zvachim and menachas. That the bulk of zvachim and menachas are dinim deraisa, and 10%, 5% is dinim derabbanan. But most of zvachim and menachas is dinim deraisa. So that would have been Talmud Torah deraisa. So he thought that that's not a correct analysis. He thought when you learn dinim derabbanan, the dinim derabbanan, the chayvus hagavra to observe the dinim derabbanan, the obligation to observe it is clearly only mederabbanan. That's why you have a rule, Sveika derabbanan lekula. The chayvus hagavra to observe the dinim derabbanan is only mederabbanan, but a chepza shel Torah is on the level of deraisa. So when you learn the dinim, you yotze talmud Torah deraisa. Even though what you're talking about, halakas neres chanuk is only mederabbanan, the obligation is only mederabbanan, but when you learn the dinim will blend in to be part of the Torah shebal peh. On the level of the Rishis. They said the ganze machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, the whole machlokes is are you chayv misa by Zaken Mamre. If the Zaken Mamre passes against the Bez Nagadol, you got in Chavetz Berach Pesach the Shor Shishis, an hour before Chatzai. So the Rambam writes beferish that he's chayv misa if he passes against the Bez Nagadol. And the Ramban says that not. So he says he understands the Ramban. Ramban holds that the Zakmam is only Chayiv Misa if he paskins Mutor Matem La Asos. The Gemara says in the first daf in Hoirius, whenever you have a Hiroi the Toys, when the Bez Nagadol makes a mistake in Psak and the Roiv HaTzibur, 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael violate Anisa Kores because of the mistake in Psak and the Bez Nagadol, instead of telling each and every individual person he has to bring a Korban Chatas, Bez Nagadol brings one Parhom Davosh HaTzibur and everybody gets a Kapara. So the Gemara said that's only if the Bez Nagadol, when they gave the Psak, they said Mutar Matem La Asos. They said it's Halacha L'Maisa, it's Muta. So he said he understands the Ramban that the Chayvus HaGavre and Dinim Derabbanan is only with the Rabbanan. So how can he say Mutar Matem La Asos? Chayvus HaGavre is only with the Rabbanan. So how can it be a Chiyumis? He understands the Ramam also. The Ramam holds that it's a Chepta Shal Torah on the level of the Reis. All the Dinim Derabbanan, even though the Chayvus HaGavre is only with the Rabbanan, but it's a chepsa shoter on the level of the Raisa. So the Rambam holds that it's shaykh to have hayro on the level of the Raisa. It's a chepsa shoter. But he didn't understand what they make such a big machlokes, such a long Ramban, and it's in literature, there's such a big machlokes. It's one little petty machlokes, one little detail. Whether the Zakamam, okay, it's a matter of life and death. Whether the Zakamam is chayv misa or not. But in learning, he didn't see that it's such a major machlokes. They both agree that all the dinim derabbanan constitute a chefzah shel Torah on the level of the Reis, and they all agree that the chayvus hagavra to observe the dinim derabbanan is only with the rabbanan. The ganze machlokes is by Zaken Mamre. Does it depend on the chayvus hagavra because he has to say matur matem la asos? He has to say a psak halacha lemais against the Bez Nagadol? But you say no, as long as he gives a hayroah, so hayroah is on Torah Sheval Peh. So it's part of Torah Sheval Peh. The Pashto says in the back of Brachas, you have the Pirush HaMishnayis on Maseches Brachos. Back of every Masechta, you have the Pirush HaMishnayis on that Masechta. So in the back of Brachos, they have the Hakdamas HaRambam to the Pirush HaMishnayis. So it's really a Hakdamah to all of Torah Sheval Peh. The Rambam says the Mishnayis is Torah Sheval Peh. So the Rambam writes, he's going to tell you what constitutes Torah Sheval Peh. So he thinks that there are five sections, five parts to the Torah Sheval Peh. So he says you have one part of Torah Sheval Peh, Halachas L'Moshe Misinai, that the Ritzuas have to be black. And you have Kesher Shel Tefillin, Halachas L'Moshe Misinai. There's no way to read it in between the lines. There's no way to read it. It's Halachas L'Moshe Misinai, Nisa HaMayim, on Sukkot, Halacha Moshe Nisin, according to some Tanoim. Then you have the bulk of the Torah Shebal Peh are the drushes, the way the Chachamim read in between the lines. How come it switched from Lashon Zachar to Lashon Nekevi, Lashon Yochid to Lashon Rabim? How come there's an extra phrase, there's a missing phrase, there's an extra letter, there's a missing letter? So you darshan by reading in between the lines. Then you have a third area, a third section of Torah Shebal Peh. We have Pirushim HaMekubalim LeMoshe Nisina. We have certain expressions. We have an oral tradition, what that expression means. Every language has its own expressions. So you have to know. And the Rambam gives the Moshe, Pri Eitz Hadar. Pri Eitz Hadar doesn't mean you take any fruit that tickles your fancy. Pri Eitz Hadar means an esrei, that's all. Even though it doesn't say in the Pasuk, we have a tradition that that's what it means. Rav Soloveitchik Gaon used to say, Ayin Tachasayin. Is a tradition that is not to be taken literally. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chayav HaMazik, Kach Reinu, this is the way we saw in the Bezdin in every generation. That's how Yeshua Ben Nun saw by Moshe Rabbeinu. He never passed an Ayin Tachasayin literally. The Pesach always was, Ayin Tachasayin means Bamin. And that's the Pirushim Muhammad Kabbalim and Moshe Mesin. We have a tradition that that phrase is a Melitza. Ayin Tachasayin does mean literally, it means Bamin. So the Rambam said these are three sections of Torah Shebal Peh. You have halachas l'moshe misinai, but there's no way to read it in between the lines. You have all the drushes, the bulk of Torah Shebal Peh, or the yud gimel midah shatoran and drushes from the dinim that were established by reading in between the lines. You have pirush hamukabolam l'moshe misinai. Then the Rama has section 4 and section 5 of the Torah Shebal Peh are the gzeris and the takonis midirabanan. That's part of Torah Shebal Peh. That's dinim derabanan. So the simple reading, the Rav didn't mention this, I don't know why, but the simple reading of the Rambam is that the Gzeir is the Rabbanon and the Takon is the Rabbanon blend in to be part of Torah Shebal Peh on the level of the Raisis. So when a person learns the Dinim the Rabbanon, he's learning the Gzeir, so the Takon is, he's become Talmud Torah the Raisin. He gave us a mashal to understand that. He said the Gemara has regarding the Gemara and Erev and the Gimel and Beis regarding the many disputes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel over the years. So the Gemara says, even though we absolutely do not paskin like the Beis Shammai, we're not even mitzar Beis Shammai shita to make a sofik, a sfek sfek gagonish, we totally ignore Beis Shammai's opinion. But nonetheless, the Gemara says that Eilu v'Eilu divri l'kim chayim. What do you mean, Eilevel, Divilikim? When you learn Shitas B'Shamai, it constitutes a Kima Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Why does it constitute Talmud Torah? If you don't, the Gemara said, B'Shamai Mokam Mesil Ein Mishnah. You absolutely do not Paskan like that. So why does it constitute Talmud Torah? So he said, you see from the Gemara that B'Shamai were also working with the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam. They came up with a different Maskona. So since they were working with Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam, even though there's absolutely no Chavis HaGavra at all to follow B'Shamai, you're not allowed to follow Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Mokam Mesil Ein Mishnah. You're not allowed to follow Beis Shammai, even Mishas L'Chak, Be'efsid Merubah. We absolutely don't follow. But nonetheless, Shitas Beis Shammai constitutes a Cheftah Shel Torah. So he's saying it's true. He thought regarding Dinim Derabbanan, that the Dinim Derabbanan, even though the Chavis HaGavah to observe it is only Derabbanan, but a Cheftah Shel Torah it is Minatur. So that's what he used to say. He doesn't really understand Ma Kol Arash Hazeh, why did the Ramban make such an attack against the Rambam? And there's so much literature about this machlekes, the Rama Ramban. He thought it's one little detail regarding Zalka Mamre, whether there's the Zalka Mamre has to paskin against the Bed Nagadol and the Din the Rabbanon also Chai Banat. Does it depend on Chefta Shotar? Does it depend on Chavis Agavra? It's one little detail, but in principle, they all agree to the rest of the story. That was his taina. Mara here on Chav Gimel raises the question, is it really true that you recite a bracha on a mitzvah the Rabbanon in the end of the Tkufas by Sheni they instituted Hafrashas Maishas on Demai? Rav Ameho Aretz were Mafrish Maishas. Trum is the Rav Mafrish, but Maishas was the issue. The Maishas goes to support the Levim who are sitting and learning in Koila, and they're going to pass on all the Rabbanim. So the Amaret says, I should support the Rabbanim who sit and learn in Koila. I don't believe in Koila. Let them get a job. Let them work for a living. So there was a minority of Amei Haaretz. Rav Amei Haaretz were Mafrish Maises. There was a minority that didn't want to give Maises. So they made Gzeira de Rabbanon that you have to be Mafrish Al Admai. So the Gemara shows that when you mafrish maisus haladama, it's only a sofek, because most of the Amoras are mafrish. So you don't say a bracha. Yontem shenish ol golius is also only midirabbanan, and at Torah there's no sofek. It's a make-believe sofek midirabbanan, but it's only b'Torah sofek. So on Yontem Sheni we do say a bracha, and on Demai we don't say a bracha. So Gemara asks, how come there's a discrepancy? How come at Demai no bracha is recited because it's a sofek? And how come on Yontem Sheni Shogolis we do recite a bracha, even though it's only a sfeik of the Yema? So the Gemara has two answers, Abai v'Rava. So the Abai gives an answer. He says, in principle, whenever it's a sofek bracha, it should be lohakal. You really shouldn't say a bracha, and not on Demai, not on Yontem Sheni. But if you're not going to say a bracha Yontem Sheni, it's going to be a dead giveaway that it's only a fake make-believe Yontem and Rabban. So everybody's going to be mezalzel. We see today everybody mezalzel on Yontem Sheni. People flying to Eretz Yisrael, flying back and forth. Everybody's violating Yontem Sheni. So keich delol zalzuli bei. So they made an exception to the rule that even though Yontem Sheni is only a suffik, you got to say a bracha. And Rabbi gives a different answer. Rabbi says no, on a suffik, you should also say a bracha. In principle, you should say a bracha on Yontem Sheni, even though it's only a suffik. But Demai, since Rav Amar it's Masur in hand, it's only a miut, so there it doesn't make sense to say a bracha. So the Rambam, when he quotes these dinim in Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam writes like Abaye. The Rambam writes, the only reason why we say a bracha in Yontem Sheni is Kechad de Lovel Zalzuli Bey. So the Rabbit attacks the Rambam. Whenever it is a machlokes Abaye v'Rava, we always follow Rava. So why did the Rambam follow Abaye over here? So some of the classical achronim, I think the Yad Malachi has like this. Yad Malachi is an encyclopedia that was written by one of the Sfaradish Gedolim in the 1700s. He was a contemporary of the Chido. He was also writing encyclopedias. That's when the Jews started writing encyclopedias. So they have everything alphabetically arranged. So the Yad Malachi is a dat klolim in the Shas. It's not a full encyclopedia. The Chido wrote a lot of encyclopedias. Encyclopedia of Kabbalah, encyclopedia of Midrashim, encyclopedia of Midrash HaTorah and Midrashim, and quite a few encyclopedias. But so the Yad Malachi has this. When you say the din is like a rove, when it's makleb zabai v'rove, if they argue halacha l'maisa, here they both say the same thing. They both say, on Demai you don't say a bracha, and on Yontem Sheni you do say a bracha. Just the question what the hesber is. So what the hesber is, so the rule doesn't apply. That rule, that the halacha is like rove, except for Yalkagam, in six cases, means in the later generations, the Chachamim voted to see what's the consensus, and every issue they voted. And then it came out. In six cases, they passed like Abai. The majority said like Abai. In all the other cases, all the other 150 cases, they passed like Rava. Here, there's nothing to pasken about. They're just explaining. They're giving a hesba, but there's no machlekes halacha l'maisa. So it's interesting. So that's a derived is masik on the Ram. Why did he adopt Abai's position? Should have written like Rava. So in the Migdalois, on the bottom of the page of the Rambam, he quotes a tshuva that the Rambam wrote to the Chachmei Lunel. It's a question whether these are really authentic or not. I think Rav Kappach thinks that it's all a forgery. But, okay, so maybe the Rambam never wrote it, but others say the Sfasemis has it without knowing that it's a tshuva of Rambam to the Chachmei Lunel. He says, the Gemara has a machlokes regarding sitting in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. What's the shaila? In Eretz Yisrael, you don't sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. The last day to sit in Sukkah is Hashanah Rabbah. But if you have Sveika D'Yoyma, so we should treat Shmini Atzeres as a Sveika D'Yoyma of Hashanah Rabbah. So the three opinions in the Gemara. So one opinion, you don't sit in the Sukkah at all. One opinion, you sit in Sukkah with a bracha. And one opinion, you sit in Sukkah without a bracha. And that's an argumaris. That's the girsa that it has an argumaris. Hilchos Meisav Yasvina Bruchel Lo Mevachim. You sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, you don't say a bracha. So how come you don't say a bracha? And every other Yontem Sheni you do say a bracha? So the Sfasenus writes on his own, on the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Rambam and the Tshuva to the Chachmei Lunel, if it's authentic, writes like that also. He says, the Gemara there paskens like Abaye. The only reason why you say a bracha on Yontem Sheni is kecha de lola zalzuli bei. If you're not going to say a bracha on the Tilos Lulav, on the Seder, on the second night, so the people are going to realize it's only make-believe in the Rabbanon, so they're going to be mezal. But over here is the chfakeret. On Shmini Atzeres, it's yontef min haTorah. With the Rabbanon, you say a bracha on Yeshiva Sukkah, you're going to demonstrate that it's only chalamayit. You're going to say a bracha, you're going to be demonstrating that it's not yontif. You're demonstrating that it's chal hamoed. So he says, the din is like a bayit. The only reason why you say a bracha on tzveik of the yom is kech the lov is al zuli day. Here it'll be fakert. If you're going to say a bracha on shmi, and yeshiva suk on shmi natzeres, that'll lead to the people will be mezazel. They'll treat it like a shana rabba. So he says, the Rambam Paskin is like a bayit, because that gemara, meisri yasrin buch, lov arachin, and it's like a bayit. The gemara came to the maskana like that, yeah? It would appear pashtus in the Gemara, and not like Chacham Avadya. Chacham Avadya keeps on hacking that bracha levatola is their eyes. It's a question whether the Rambam holds like that. The Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara says it's a violation of lasiso shem shamalach chachlasho. And Tosis says that it's an asmachta. So the pashtus is that it's only with the Rabban. It's a good raya. It's a good raya from this Gemara that you see that bracha levatola is not their eyes. Chacham Avadya thinks the simple reading of the Rambam is that Bracha Levatol is their eyes. Simple reading of the Gemara, that is their eyes. So the Baalei HaTosfos say it's not to be taken literally. They say it's not, Bracha Levatol is not, not a Nisa their eyes. He's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what could be so good about that? Yeah, these are famous topics. I never saw this before. I saw there's a discussion. Tzvi Pesach Frank has a discussion in one of his Svarim regarding dichui by korbanos. The Gemara says, let's say the mizbech is only kosher if it's ravua, has to be a square. If nivgema ha-mizbech, the Mishnah says in Sukkah that there were periods of time that the Kohen Gadol was at Tzduki, quite a few years. The Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash would Tzdukim and they were violating, they weren't being makor korbanos properly. So the Gemara says, on one occasion, the Kohen Gadol was pouring the water for Nisa Hamayim, but he was Tzduki, Afrum Tzduki, so he had to pour the water, so he poured it on his feet. Instead of pouring on the Mizbeach, he's not going to pour, because it was invented, the Torah Shabbat was invented by the rabbis, so he poured it on his feet. So it says, V'rogmu kol ha'am be'esrogeim. They all pelleted him, they threw their esrogeim at the Kohen Gadol, shegetz. He's not doing the dinner, he's at Stuki, because the Hamaynam was with the Chachamim. The Gemara says, Hamaynam was with the Chachamim, just the intelligentsia, where they have the Kursim. So that day, Osayam Nivkema HaMizbech, they threw so many Esroigim, they chipped off part of the cement on the Mizbech, and the Mizbech became Pasul. So let's say, if they had Dam in a Klisharis, and they weren't yet Zarek Adam, so since there was an hour during which the Mizbech was Pasul, so even after they fixed the Mizbech, he can't be Zarek the Dam. And those Karbonas that they weren't yet Zarek the Dam, you have to bring the Karbonas over again. If you don't do this Rikas Adam, so you're not yet to the Korban. And that's a din, the Gemara learns it after Mepasu Hal, Benitche Yidoche. If you had a Korban and you weren't able to be Makrev the Korban, if Shabbos comes and you can't be Makrev a Korban, Shabbos is Shabbos, but that's not a din in Migdosh. You're not allowed to do Malacha if you can't bring a Korban Yochid on Shabbos. You don't say hold minitchi yidoch because it's Shabbos pissed. I was mafresh achatos. It comes Shabbos and Yontov. It can't be makabel. You don't say dichli. But if it's nifkem hamizbeach, then you can't be zorek the dam. So Ratzvi Pesach Frank is bothered with a kasha. The Chashmonaim had to make a new mizbeach. The Gemara says because the old mizbeach was used for shiktzaman sheyovan. The Yevonim used it for avodah zarah purposes. So there was no mizbeach. So when they found that container of oil, they found the one container of oil that wasn't nitma. So how could they use the oil for the menorah? Isn't there a din of dichui? Hadlokas hamenorah is also like hakrovas korbanos. The din is derech Shabbos and derech tumah. It's like a korban. So how can you use that shemen for the menorah if they had to make a new menorah? The Gemara says they made a new mizbech, they made a new menorah. So if they had to make a new menorah, so they had shemen, which wasn't roy to be hudlak anima. There was no menorah. There was no menorah to speak of. They had to make a new brand new menorah. So shouldn't it be a psul of dichui? That's what Tzvi Pesach Frank discusses. So some suggest, who says this? Let's say, I have a behemas chulin. I wasn't magdashed yet. And then it's nifkem hamizbeach, and then I fix the mizbeach. So have a behemoth chulin, the psul of b'dicha is not chal on a behemoth chulin. So only what to talk about if it's hukdash already. If the behemoth wasn't hukdash yet, so it's not shaykh to say b'dichoy. So maybe the shemen and the pacha shemen was never hukdash. Maybe it's just munach b'chasam shal kangol. We know that it's tar. Maybe they weren't magdash it yet. You have to put it into klisharis first. Maybe they didn't put it yet into a klisha. Bezok that it was hukdash. That's one possibility. But there's another possibility that goes as follows. The Gemara has a machlekes. This will depend on the machlekes. The Gemara has a machlekes where the balichaim nidochim. The Chumash says if you have a korban that gets a mum, ki mashchasa bohem mum bom. If the korban has a mum, you can't be makriv it. You have to wait till the mum heals. If it's a mum iver, if it's going to get better by itself, you wait. If it's a mum kavua, it's not going to get better by itself. If it's a mum iver, you have to wait. And after it gets better, then ki mashchasa mum bom, kolzman has the mum, you can't be makriv. After it gets better, you can. So the mashmois of the pasuk, this is a Tosfos Yeshanim in the middle of Yuma, has this. What's the mocker? Where did the Tanoim take this din of dichoy? Where is the pasuk of dichoy? So on that pasuk, the Gemara is medayik by the psul mum. After the mum iver gets better, heals by itself, then you can be makriv the korban. And any other psul, once it was nitcha halve nitcha yidocha, you can't bring the korban again. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes hamaroim. Why is mum the exception to the rule? Is it because mum is an exception to the rule? Shait, or should you say no? Because mum is balechayim. Kolzman, the animal is alive, so the psul of dichoy is not chal. So we paskin, the Rama paskin, balechayim ein in midochim. The psul of dichoy doesn't apply to balechayim. So what kind of a chok is that? Akzeris akosiv, that live animals can't be nitche, can't be have the psul of dichoy chal on them. So there's a famous biur from the Merkabas HaMishnah. Merkabas HaMishnah used to be a classic. It's a chibra on the Rambam, around 4 or 5 volumes. It has Keseda on the Rambam. Whenever there's a problematic Rambam and everybody stands on the head to give teretz and the Rambam, he always gives the most pashat pshat. All the times the most bland, simple pashat pshat. And a lot of times he's right. Absolutely, Sarah Chaim held a lot of times the Merkabas HaMishnah is right. The Pasha, a few Rambams like that. Years ago, the Merkabas HaMishnah was very popular. This is Sefer Kesef Nivchar. It has sugyas alphabetically arranged, based on Aleph base. And in every sugya, he'll quote the main Gemaras and the highlights and the Tosfos and the Rambams and Merkabas HaMishnahs. He always quotes Merkabas HaMishnah because he's one of the major commentaries on the Rambam. Now it's out of style. Nobody looks at Merkabas HaMishnah anymore because everybody looks for fancy Torahs, Rab Chaims. He doesn't have Rab Chaim style. He has a blend, always push up shut. So the Merkabas HaMishnah has like this. You have to come up with a new terminology. When you magdish a korban, a behema is a hachatos, an oshem, a shlomim, an oila, it gets a kedushas aguf lamizbeach. When you magdish menachas and a sochin, the Gemara and the Mishnah said it only has kedushas damim lamizbeach. Till you put the mincha and the yayin and the klisharis. That's a perik. Menachas van sochem is a perik at the end of menachas. Menachas van sochem is shikitshu bikli. Until you put it in the klisharis, only has kedushas damim lamizbeach, it has pidyon. And after you put it in the klisharis, then it gets kedushas aguf lamizbeach. And behemus and eifus, when you mafresh it, kedushas peh, hareza oila, hareza shlamim, hareza chatas, whatever, it gets a kedushas aguf lamizbeach. Even though it has a kedusha aguf lamizbech, but it still is missing something, because the Gemara says in the end of Menachos, when you shech the korban, sakin mekadosh. When you do the shechita, it's mekadosh. What do you mean sakin mekadosh? What is a mekadosh? It already has kedusha aguf lamizbech. So Merkabas HaMishnah says you have to coin a term. You have to invent a new concept. So he says you have to say when you mafrish the oil on the shlamim, it has kedusha aguf lamizbech. When you do the avodah rishayna, it doesn't mean sakin mekadosh, it's sakin as a klishoris. That's a machloikis in the first Tosfos in Perek Ezel Mekoyman. Does the sakin with which you use the sakin to shech the karbonis, does it have to be a klisharis or not? So the Bali Tosfos quote one sheet and no, it does not have to be. Harai from the Mishnah said, Kochik Kadashim Shchitasim Atzofen, Bekibol Domen Beklisharis Batzofen. Why doesn't it say Shchitasim Beklisharis Batzofen? So you say Shchitasim Atzofen, you don't need a klisharis. Kibol Domen Beklisharis Batzofen. Kabbalah Saddam has to be in Eklisharis, but the Shechita doesn't have to be Eklisharis. So what does the Gemara say, Sakin Mekadosh? So it doesn't mean, so Tosfos says, it doesn't mean the Sakan is a klisharis and it's Mekadosh like Menachas and the Sochem Mishikitcha Bekli. Only gets a Kedush HaGuf Lamizbech when you put in a Kli. Sakan Mekadosh means Davoid Rishayna. What is it Mekadosh? So when you make the Kedush HaSpeh on the oil of the Shlomim, it gets what we call Kedush HaGuf Lamizbech. When you do that, where the Rishayna gets a Kedush HaSkorbim. It's a deeper Kedush. So when we say Balechai Meinem Didochem, what we mean to say is that the Psul HaBzdichu is not Chalan Chulin, only Chalan Korbonis, and now it's a Machlekes HaTanoim and a Machlekes HaMoraim. What a Balechai Nidochem, is it Chal if it's only Kedush HaGuf Lamizbech? Or maybe it's only Chal, the Psul Dichu is only Chal if it's Kedush HaSkorbim after the Avodah Rishayna. So the Chap, if that's the pshat, that only after Avodah Rishayna, so a mincha, if you have a mincha, let's say you have shemen for the menorah, and it was already hukdash and klisharis, so it has a kedush haguf lamizbeach. But until you do the kmitza, until you do the Avodah Rishayna, if it's a mincha, until you do the kmitza, it'll be like balichayim. The mincha is not an animal; it's not alive, but it's the same word. It's the same word, just like balichayim. Just like balichayim ain't nidochem because it only has kedushas haguf lamizbech. It doesn't have kedushas carbon till avodah rishayna till the shechita. So until you do the kmitza by the mincha, it's going to be the mincha after kiddush kli is the same as a carbon after kedushas peh. But the carbon after kedushas peh before you have the sakamakai before the avodah rishayna does not have a kedushas carbon. That's the using the terminology of the makabes hamishnah. So by mincha, there's room to argue the point and say, Balechayim ein in nidochim, so mincha before kmitza will also be ein in nidochim. If you say it like that, then the shemen and the kli, even if the shemen was hukdash, the kedushas kli sharis, it's also not clear. Maybe the munach, by chasam shol kain gorel, maybe it was never hukdash yet. We just know that it's tahor. But even if one should assume, like Rav Tzipech, like Frank does assume, that it was hukdash, but we paskin la'alocha that Balechayim ein in nidochim. So the shemen that was hukdash will have a kedush zaguf, not lamizbeach, lekarbon for hadlake, and will have a kedush zaguf lahakrave to light it, but it won't have a kedush zkarbon yet till you do the actual hadlake. So if you hold the way we pass on halacha, balechayim menim and dochem, so it can't become nipsal. Yeah, it's a big yom tov. Chanukah is a big yom tov. There's so much to discuss about. Dirim de Rabbanon, about the Hakrovus, Hakarbonus, a lot. Every year there's a lot to discuss about Hadlokah Samarav. Afreelich and Chanukah to everyone. Oh, my son, yeah, my son just made a bar mitzvah on his third son. So when each son was bar mitzvah, he wrote a sefer. So that, because the bar mitzvah was before Chanukah, he wrote a whole sefer on Yoni Chanukah. So if anybody wants a copy, it sells for $10.
I'm going to take you in the tour.